Hey guys, it's me, Sarah. Sorry, I know it's been a while. Give me 1 second. And if you're free, maybe. Okay, and hoping to hear from you soon. Best regards, Sarah. And send. Okay, sorry, what was I saying? It's been a while since my last episode, but as you can see, I am not slacking off. I have been emailing tons of awesome people from all around the world, and I am happy to announce that new episodes of The Big Melt are coming soon. Well, soon-ish. Still tying up some loose ends, but I do have some super interesting topics lined up. Anyways, in the meantime, I wanted to share a quick podcast recommendation. My friend Emma has been in the podcast game way longer than myself, and her show, The Earth Rangers Podcast, was one of the things that inspired me to start The Big Melt back in the day. I know. It's kind of for kids, but the last few episodes totally rock. I got her to send me the WAV files, so I'm going to drop it here in the feed. Give it a try. The next few episodes of The Secret Diary of Adelia Goodwin arc are already out. Just search for Earth Rangers wherever you get your pods. I know I love them. Okay, so with that, let's roll the tape. And over to you, Emma.
Hello, and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma. Your roving reporter, always on the hunt for the wildest animal mysteries.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
All right, is everybody ready for some exciting animal facts and conservation stories? Well, unfortunately, I am stuck helping with the spring cleaning at the Earth Ranger Center today. So, the only mysteries I'll be exploring will be the contents of the attic, which probably has not been tidied up in ages. Don't worry, we'll find a way to make it fun. I've been working on a top 10 list of animals with funny-looking noses, so, you know, maybe I can share that with you after we're done with the first bit of cleanup. Sorry, just hold on 1 sec. Let me open this hatch that leads up to the attic. Oh, guess I need to pull down this old ladder. I didn't even know we had an attic before today. And up we go. Things are a little bit dusty. It's really dark up here. Wait a sec. Whoa! There is so much stuff here, like lemur treats, snowshoes, an airplane engine. Oh, that one's mine. And that's Blue the Cayman Lizard's old terrarium from when she was just a baby. I remember that. I wonder what that big thing is over there under the cloth. Should we take a peek? Oh my, a piano? How did that get up here? Oh, it is way out of tune. Wait, what's that old box over there? Let's see. Okay, more dust. And a book? What is this? Let's see, it says The Personal Records of Adelia Goodwin. Adelia Goodwin? The Adelia Goodwin? Famous conservationist? That Adelia Goodwin? No way! Whoa, Earth Rangers! There are pictures, journal entries, sketches. This book is amazing. I'm just gonna pause the recording here and read for a minute, okay? Just give me 1 sec, I promise. I'll be right back.
Earth Rangers!
And I'm back. Guess what, Earth Rangers? This actually is 100% the real journal of famous conservationist Adelia Goodwin. It's so fascinating. It's all about her adventures, the study she did, the results she found. The only thing is, it seems to be missing, like, a bunch of pages. This is all very mysterious. I mean, my first question is, how did this journal even get here? And to find the answer, I will go where people go to find all the answers. The internet. Okay. Let's look up Adelia and see if we can get a hold of her. She's probably missing this journal. Adeliagoodwin. Goodwin. Search. Oh, that's weird. The first thing that comes up is this article. Without a trace, Adelia Goodwin, world-renowned conservationist, has not been heard from in over 10 years? What? No, that can't be right. Let's see. Oh, it says she was last seen working in Sri Lanka in 2005. Some believe she decided to secretly retire, and still others believe something more sinister happened to her? What? Oh, that can't be true, can it? Just looking through, all of these articles say the same thing. I mean, check out these headlines. Where is Adelia? World-renowned conservationist goes missing. Nobel Prize-winning biologist officially declared missing in 2008. Oh, let's see. There has to be something else here. Ooh, okay, here we go. A fan blog. www.adeliagoodwinslegacy.com. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. The site's author calls themselves AG Forever! Exclamation point. I mean, they should definitely know something about where she is. Here, you guys, check this out. Adelia Goodwin's disappearance is one of the great mysteries in the conservation world. She was making big changes. Most people loved her, but her viewpoints were ahead of their time. Where is Adelia now? She could literally be anywhere on Earth. I just wish I could find her. Oh, me too, AG Forever. Me too. I can't believe this. I feel terrible. Of course I had heard the name Adelia Goodwin before, but I had no idea she'd gone missing. Okay, first things first, I'm gonna send an email to this superfan, AG Forever. Maybe they know something more than they're saying? Oh, I can tell them about our journal. Send. Hopefully they'll get back to me. Huh. Oh, wait a sec. This is weird. Some of the entries in her journal are from after she was reported missing. How can that be? What to do? I mean, I can't just sit here and do nothing. I need to find her. I need to find Adelia. Oh. Okay. What if I went to find Adelia? Like, myself? Oh man, yeah! Yes! Okay, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do! I'm gonna do it! I'm gonna go and find Adelia, and you know what? You guys, you're gonna come with me! Good idea. This is one of the best ideas I've ever had, I think. Okay, let me just pack a few things. Okay, change of clothes, essential, compass, pocket knife, hiking boots, binoculars, nice, like that, some rope, you never know. Sleeping bag. Oh, water bottle. Lots and lots and lots of granola bars. Guitar. Should I bring my guitar? No, it's not enough room. Ooh, I'll grab my kazoo instead. Luckily, my trusted plane, Vessie, is ready for action. She is fueled up, tuned up, and good to fly. And where, you might ask, are we going to fly to? That is a good question. I mean, where do you go to find someone who's disappeared? Well, you have to retrace their steps. Yeah, okay, so I think we'll start in Sri Lanka. I mean, the article said that was the last place she worked. In fact, I think Adelia wrote about it in her journal. Here, listen to this.
The Diary of Adelia Goodwin, My Observations and Musings in the Field. April 22nd, 2005. After hours of flying, I finally arrived at Sinaraja Forest Reserve in Sri Lanka. It's warm, it's sunny, and the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. Sinaraja is home to a stunning rainforest, and many of the animals and plants that call it home are endemic in Sri Lanka. They're only found here. What animals live here? Leopards. I haven't seen one, but I certainly hope to. The purple-faced langur, which sadly is critically endangered, mostly due to loss of habitat because of deforestation. The Sri Lankan elephant. There are only a few here, more at Yala National Park. I might have to visit. The green-billed kukau and Sri Lanka blue magpie. Both birds are just as colourful as you'd imagine. Yes, this truly might be one of my favourite places on Earth. Importantly, Sinaraja was designated a UNESCO heritage site in 1988. UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. This group recognizes places on Earth that have special cultural or natural significance. By designating a place a heritage site, it is protected from development. That means that the animals and plants that live there can thrive. And we, the conservationists, know that the areas are safe. I truly wish more people would think about our impact on the environment before developing or deforesting an area. Everyone needs to remember, so much can be accomplished if we think of each other and work together. That's what it's all about. Doing everything you can for all the living creatures on this beautiful earth.
Yes, Adelia, I totally agree with what you wrote. And now, I'm coming to find you. Oh, okay, Vessie. It's just you and me now. Well, and you, amazing listeners. Are you ready for a really long flight? Sure, you'll do great. Now, I've got my bag, journal, definitely need that. The GPS is working. I think we're ready for takeoff. All right, buckle up, everyone. I feel like this is an adventure I have to take. Like it was meant to be that I found this journal. I guess all I really need to do now is send a quick message back to Earth Rangers headquarters to let everyone know I'll be out of the office for a while. Oh, here we go. Emmett headquarters. Emmett headquarters. Do you copy?
Loud and clear. Are you almost done in the attic? Meet in the cafeteria for a quick lunch.
Hi, Lucas. Sorry, I won't be there for lunch. I'm actually going to be away for a while. I've got something really important to take care of. Over.
Okay. See you soon. Over.
Maybe. Over and out.
Wait, are you taking Vessie? Are you flying right now?
Yep. I've got a long way to go.
Emma, wait. I have something very important.
What? Lucas, sorry, can you repeat, please?
Emma, on your plane. Check behind the back. I repeat, check. This is very important. Don't. Emma.
Lucas? Lucas, do you copy? Earth Rangers headquarters, please come in. Oh, we're out of range. That's fine. I'll text him when I land. I am definitely not turning around now. I'm on a quest. I am going to find Adelia and ask her what it takes to be a force of nature in the conservation world. I want to... Guys, did you hear that? Uh-oh. That can't be good. What is going on back there? Oh my gosh. Earth Rangers. I don't think I'm alone on this plane.
Looks like Emma has embarked on an exciting quest. But what are those noises coming from behind the cockpit? Who could possibly be hiding on that plane? Tune in next time to find out.